The Environmental Protection Agency is about to issue a document that could make it easier to drain and fill prairie potholes in the Northern Plains, sinkhole wetlands in Idaho, Delmarva potholes in Delaware, cranberry bogs in Maine, and kettle hole bogs in Nevada and Arizona. Added together, these disconnected waterways make up at least 20% of the country's remaining wetland areas. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that at least a few of these isolated bogs and swamps are not protected by the Clean Water Act. According to NPR's John Nielsen, the EPA may soon decide that none of them are.
According to Section 404 of the Clean Water Act, wetlands that are obviously wetlands can't be developed without a permit from the federal government. Susan Asmus, vice president of the National Association of Home Builders, says getting those permits can be murder because the rules are arbitrarily enforced and almost comically vague. She says things get even worse when the wetlands in question are marginal or less than obvious.
The wetlands that builders and developers typically encounter are not wet at the surface. So you can't stand on them and your shoes squish. Generally, they're wet only 12 inches below the surface. You don't really know whether or not you're in a wetland. If there's a few wetland plants sprouting there, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a wetland.
Asmus and others have long argued that the federal government has no legal right to protect most of these marginal wetlands. She says the Supreme Court endorsed that argument 2 years ago when it ruled that the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers lacked the authority needed to block development of one of those marginal wetlands. In the wake of that court decision, the EPA has been rewriting the guidance document that tells regional wetland managers which bodies of water they are allowed to try to protect under the Clean Water Act. A new version of that document, soon to be released, is likely to severely limit federal involvement with wetlands development. In Asmus's view, it's about time the old system was junked.
What we're talking about here is a government agency going awry and regulating things that they don't have the authority to regulate.
Asmus would be shocked if the new EPA document leaves these less obvious wetlands unprotected. She expects that the coming changes will allow local regulators to step in and make decisions more quickly and on a case-by-case basis.
They know what their resources are. They know what their needs are in terms of economic needs, environmental needs, social needs, and they're in a best position to balance those competing needs to create programs that are the best for their community and their population.
Asmus does not think a flood of development will follow these changes, but environmentalists disagree. Robert Perciseppi, a wetlands expert at the National Audubon Society and a former director of the EPA's Wetlands Protection Office, says the new guidelines may have been designed to spur development by going far beyond limits set by the Supreme Court. Perciseppi says it's hard to overstate the environmental importance of these less obvious wetlands. In his mind, this raises an important question.
Why are we having this debate? You know, who's asking for this? We have 40% of our existing waters are still polluted. The debate ought to be how do we get them clean under the Clean Water Act as opposed to what water should be protected under the Clean Water Act. I mean, it's almost like a parallel universe.
The Bush administration has promised to adhere to the no net loss of wetlands vow put out by President George Bush Sr. in the 1980s. Perciseppi's fear is that they will end up doing it not by protecting wetlands, but by redefining the legal meaning of the word wetland. Spokesmen for the EPA say that's ridiculous. They also say they don't know exactly when the agency will release the federal guidance document that tells regional wetlands regulators which bodies of water they are allowed to try to protect. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.